The Josie Show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Welcome to the Josie Show, everyone. I'm so excited. We will be chatting with three guests tonight. First, we welcome back to the show Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Crazy Band. Then we speak with Jesse Cole James, and later on in the show, we'll talk with Brad Miller. So do not miss a thing. And oh, also, I wanted to give a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating that wonderful theme song that plays before every Josie Show and Josie Show Special Edition. He is such an incredible artist, so find out more about him by going to his website at TexasBobbyDean.com, TexasBobbyDean.com. All right. So we have a very great show tonight. Like I said, great guests, but also we do have some announcements as well. So let's get started, everyone. Please welcome to the show Jason Robertson with his drummer, Devin Nanny. Hello.
Hey,
guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I like the new intro song.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love it too. It's so much fun. I think it sums up the show pretty well. It's a great starter. For sure. Yeah. Thank you. But how are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. We've been looking forward to this for a while. Actually, we was going to have Jason, my bass player, was going to come sit in with us, but he had some kind of kids emergency or something in his house, and he couldn't make it, so he sends his hellos.
All right. Okay. Well, that's no problem at all. We just hope everything is okay. Whatever.
Right. Well, Devin, we were blessed with the presence of Devin Nanny.
Yeah.
So.
That's for right.
Sure. Hello, Devin. Oh, we're going to have so much fun for sure. Well, we're really thrilled to have you guys back, you know, on the show because I know the last time, Jason, you were on, we previewed a few rough cuts of your music, but tonight you're here with a full finished CD. Can you tell us about making the CD on your own?
Yeah, it was definitely a process. My brother Troy Robertson engineered it, and he gets most of the credit for it. He put a lot of work into the actual engineering and producing. I produced probably half of it. He produced the other half, but he engineered everything. We did all of our own instruments. You know, Devin did the drums. You know, all the guitar players, Josh and Trey, Jason. Everybody did all their own stuff. And we did it with pretty much homemade, homemade equipment, but.
Right.
It wasn't no $500,000 studio, put it that way.
Yeah, it was stuff you wouldn't find in a recording studio.
Yeah, but we couldn't be more proud of it. We put all of our effort into it for all of the 4 months, and we've been needing to do it for a while, and we couldn't be happier with the way it turned out. So thank you for asking about that.
Oh, anytime. Absolutely. We do have a couple songs here that we are going to play. So people will be able to hear that a little bit later on in the show. But for listeners that haven't heard any of, you know, our past interviews, can you just give a shout out to all the members of the Outlaw Crazy Band and what roles you all play? I mean, of course, Devin Nanny, you're the drummer. So please just give shout outs.
Go ahead, Devin. Go ahead and give a shout out to the band.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Joshua Jones, our guitar player who couldn't be here today. He's probably at his house playing video games or something. But I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Trey. I'd like to welcome him back into the band, Trey Goshi. You know, he's probably making a pizza at work or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
he'll make pizzas no more.
Oh, he don't make pizzas no more?
No.
Oh. Well, and I'd like to give a shout out to the one and only Mr. Troy Robertson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He,
Nice, nice. You have a really great team behind you guys. Do you guys have a lot of fun while, you know, performing or on tour? I bet it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's never a dull moment.
I bet.
Don't forget about the old guy.
Yeah, last but not least, the old guy. I know he's hard to remember sometimes, but... Jason Hennessy, not Jason Robertson.
Nice, nice. Oh, awesome, awesome. You guys do have a really great team. And I hope everyone goes and checks out your music, you know, after we play them. So can you please give out all of your links and where we could find the new CD? Give out all that information.
Right now, of course, we've got our Facebook pages and our YouTube page. On the Facebook is the, I got the Jason Robertson Unleashed page, and we have the Jason Robertson Outlaw Crazy Band page. There's also a fan club page that my friend Becky runs. We have, of course, the YouTube page. I think it's also Jason Robertson Unleashed. I'm not exactly sure. We got a little bit of everything. All you can do is Google us, pretty much, and something's going to pop up. You'll find something, some way to find her, or type in No Way Home, you know, the record. There's all kinds of ways to get it right now. We haven't really started promoting it too hard yet. We haven't really pushed it too much. We're getting them because we're printing them all ourselves, and we're doing everything ourselves, so it's kind of time consuming. It's really a homegrown type deal. So right now, it's just getting on those social networking sites, and you can find our live work, you know, whatever is coming up. Like right now, we're excited about getting down there to see you in September.
Yes, so, we are super excited, too. It's going to be a blast.
I'm so excited about that. I'm so amped up for that. I cannot wait to get down there. I'm so happy and so proud of you that you put all that together.
I've talked
to you, you know, on the phone in the, you know, the last couple months, a couple times, and told you that. You know, it's really cool what you've done for independent artists, that we've got the opportunity to do things that
we appreciate
other artists of past years have not been able to do. So all we can ask for is an opportunity. That's all we ever want as artists, musicians, is an opportunity. And sometimes those people never get that opportunity, but you're actually going to present a lot of people with a big opportunity. So there's no excuses. There's no excuses at that point. It's put up or shut up. So, so that's
like
all you
that.
Can ask for, you know, is to be judged fairly, you know, on your credentials and on your music and on your, you know, whatever, and take it from there. So we're very grateful for you. I've been on, what, 5 or 6 different times with you here now. So I'm really looking forward to getting to meet you and your mama.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you guys for sure. We're going to have to take tons of pictures. Just a little warning.
Oh, I promise. I promise you that I'm all about pictures.
Perfect. I cannot wait. You know, for people who don't know, you guys were nominated for Country Modern Male Artist of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, Group of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, Music Video of the Year for No Way Home, which we're going to hear in just a second, and then Song of the Year with No Way Home as well. So it's pretty cool. We're really proud of you guys because, you know, you've gotten a lot of nominations that were just sent over, but also the industry leaders kind of had to review every single person, and they felt you guys were, you know, supposed to be nominated for all of these categories. So it's pretty neat.
It is neat. It's very humbling, because I'm a stickler when it comes to research. I've sat down with my boys and I've played them music from a lot of these guys that we're competing with, mm-hmm. so to speak, competing or whatever the word is. And there's a lot of talent. I mean, it's very humbling to even be considered in the same category with a lot of these people. A lot of these people deserve to be on record labels, and they should be there now. I mean, yeah, it's very humbling, and it's very, you know, it's flattering at the same time you know, to know this is the real deal. I don't think people really realize the seriousness of how real it really is down there with the people that are involved in this thing. I mean, to be nominated with 40 people for Songwriter of the Year, and these songwriters are just phenomenal. The odds of winning an award like that are just ridiculous. You know, to win something like that would mean so much. So to be nominated so many times, very, very humbling and flattering. And I couldn't have done it without you. I couldn't have done it without my band. Of course, we want to win the Group of the Year award.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I can't wait. It's going to be such a great night. You know, tons of people are going to be there. So there's a lot of, you know, connections that will be made, which is what we wanted, and, you know, people from around the world. So I just am
right.
So I'm so excited about that. It's going to be such a great time. Come on, September 27th.
I know it.
Let's do this. Yes, and it's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, for people who don't know. It's going to be just a blast. I mean, right when we figured out we were going to do this, when we made the discussion and the choice to do it, the first place we were, you know, thinking about was we have to have it in Nashville. I mean, there was absolutely no other place that we would have it, you know?
Yeah, that's got to be the Mecca. It's the Mecca of country music.
Exactly.
I do like the categories, how you put it in the modern country, traditional country.
Yes.
I really believe that's what they need to do in the mainstream radio market. I mean, because that really liked that modern country label, because I was having a hard time figuring out what our music was. And I guess you pretty much summed it up. I guess it's modern country. I mean, that's about right. So I think it's very, very important. You can be kind of a trendsetter here, Josie. There's a lot of stuff you're doing right here that's going to be very, you're really... I'm proud of you. I can't wait.
Oh, thank you.
Take me with you. Take me with you.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Come on down. I love it. Yes, I'm so excited about it. We want to make it different, and we think it's going to be different and just a lot of fun for all. So I'm very excited about it. And how about now we play the first song that we're going to play, No Way Home. So let's do this, and we'll be back, okay? I'm excited.
All right, Jess.
All right, here we go, everyone. Please, please, please give a round of applause and enjoy and put your ears to the computer screen because because we're going to play Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Band, No Way Home, and we'll be right back in just a moment at the Josie Show. Here we go.
Getting high and
we're back. That was No Way Home. We're back with Jason Robertson and his drummer, Devin Nanny. All right, so I hope everyone goes and checks out all of the links and places where they can go and purchase the music, you know, and check it all out. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, your music is always so heartfelt. How do you guys write your music when you guys are all together? Because I know it's a little difficult because everyone has their own thoughts in their own minds about what they want to put in a song. So how does songwriting work for you guys?
Actually, everybody in this band writes, which is very unusual, being a writer, knowing that, you know, not everybody writes. To have everybody that really is really good writers, but to be honest with you, we have never really sat down and worked as a band on writing anything. Me and my brother Troy have co-written a couple things here recently, but I've always just written the songs, I've always done all the writing, but these guys are all young. You know, most of them are really young, and they're just tapping into their ability to be able to write. You know, and I kind of help show them structure and how to set a song up, how to get a hook, certain things like that. But when it comes to lyrics, all these guys are really good, and I'm looking forward to writing some music with Devin, for example. Devin's a really good writer. He's probably the best writer out of the rest of the band, besides, you know, him and Troy are probably, they're really good writers. I don't know that Devin's ever really wrote a song per se, but he's a very good writer, and he's got a lot to say. So I look forward to writing more with them. It's different writing with someone when you've always written on your own, you know. And recently, with the stuff I've had going on in my personal life, I've really had some real serious motivation for some real writing, which has been, you know, real neat to put down, because sometimes you just write to write. Recently, I've been able to write from what I feel, and those make the best songs. A song I wrote recently called Daddy's Boy, I was trying to get my brother Troy to help me with, and he just looked at me and said, man, he said, you just need to write it. He said, you're the one that's feeling it. I don't want it to be anything other than genuine, you know, which is, that's signs of a good songwriter. He bowed out and said, no, you need to go ahead and do this. And he was right, because it didn't take long for me to kind of channel, you know, my emotions and what have you. Those make the best songs.
Yeah, the best songs come from the heart.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, I was actually just going to ask you that, because I've had a lot of people on my show that have said that, you know, tragic events or things that have happened in their personal life make really great material with songwriting. And also, it really helps that the person that's singing it is very connected with the songs, you know, because it kind of shows.
And people relate to it. And when people that know you're personally going through what you're writing about, it makes it that much more sincere or whatever. I've written so many songs over the years, and I've never really felt them when I wrote them. And now I'm feeling them. I'll sit there and listen to the songs that I've written before that I'm living now, and it's kind of ironic. But, you know, it's life. You know, in country music, that's what country music is. It's about, you know, living. You know, and if you ain't done your living, you're not going to appreciate a good country song.
Exactly. I agree. And I think that's what's really great about the material that you do, because you have to really mean what you're saying. So it's definitely helped the songwriting a little bit, but also makes you a stronger person dealing with all of that. You know what I mean?
Right. And the next record we do decide to start going down here before long. I don't know how much longer it'll be. We can't stay out of the studio long enough. We are going to have several songs that are going to be co-written by band members, and we're going to really try to channel into the whole, you know, the outlaw crazy type mold of all of us together. That's what we are all together, what we make. So we're going to, it's not fair for me to just write all the songs and they put the music to them. They have stuff to say, too, and they have stuff to write about.
Well, I got plenty to say.
Yeah.
He has plenty to say. Well, I like that. You know, just keep the writing up and, you know, making great music, because I feel like there could be, tons of different songs that you guys can create and so many more albums in the works. What do you think about it?
You can't stay out of there. I mean, me and Troy's already talked about working on an acoustic record, because he's got a knack for engineering and producing, and he just loves it. So we're going to make an acoustic record, you know, of all bunch of songs that we've cut before with the band. We're going to do them just acoustic, some covers, some newer songs we've written, some of the band members have written. Stripped down acoustic where people can really hear the lyrics, and there's nothing better than a good old acoustic album.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I think that's the best idea, ever. I would love to actually check that out once that's released, once you have all that together, because I love acoustic, CDs and performances, because you could really, like you said, you could hear the person's voice and hear the lyrics better. You know what I mean? Cause it's not
right. Here recently we got to do our first real acoustic show here last week. Nice. Or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember how long ago it was, here in our town of Marble Hill.
It was Saturday.
It was last Saturday, and Devin got to sit in and play guitar. He got to get out from behind the drums and be out in the front where everybody could see him for once.
Yeah.
And, Troy did a cover of that song, Thinking Out Loud, that Ed Sheeran song. And Devin played guitar, and I did some harmony, and really, really love hearing Troy sing. He's something special is coming up from that kid. But the acoustic stuff, I look for more of that to come in the future. But we still got a Doubtwalk Crazy Band. We still got to keep our band, keep things going the way they are, because it's, we're not like the average band as far as I'm concerned.
Right, exactly. Well, I can't wait, like I said, to see what you guys come up with next, because you're always coming up with really great ideas, what to do to kind of mix it up and, not be like, the other bands. And, you guys are original, so that's what people like.
You got to stand out. That's the only way you're going to get to that next level.
Exactly.
There's too much talent out there. I'm not going to out-sing everybody. Devin's not going to out-drum everybody. Guitar players aren't going to out-play everybody. It has to be a package deal. It has to be something, that's different, that has to stand out and grab people's attention in order to get to that level. Otherwise, you're just another artist that sounds like everybody else.
Exactly.
So that's what we're aiming for, and that's what we're shooting for. That's what we've been shooting for since I talked to you last year when I told you we were just getting started. We're kind of getting into our, we're getting into our groove now. We feel good about what's going forward. Really excited about September, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Good opportunity for us. That song, No Way Home, people love that song. We can't wait to play it live for everybody there in Nashville, including you and your mother, especially your mother. Can't wait to play it for your mother.
She's going to be dancing, you know it.
I know, I can't wait.
Yes, me too. We'll both be dancing in the back, so you'll be laughing while, we'll try not to make you laugh while you're on stage, but afterwards you're going to laugh. We're going to still be dancing. I love it, and I'm very excited because, this is going to be the first time that I've seen you guys perform live, so I can't wait because I've heard so many great things about your performances live, how they're, high energy and just a lot of fun. You guys have just a blast on stage. So I can't wait to finally see that for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get off the stage after one song.
I know. I hear you. I mean, if we had more time, I would love for you guys to play like 20 times in a row. That would be grand.
Hey, maybe you can make that happen. I mean, maybe you
Let's
can go ahead and, I mean, you can bump a few people.
There you go. Exactly. I love it. Well, there's always next year, for sure.
That's right.
We'll be doing this annually for sure. So
we'll do this next year. We'll do it at the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Yes, we're actually working on that, as you mentioned.
I knew you were.
Yep. It is. It's true. We've already been calling and all that. So keep a lookout, everybody, for next year, because we want to make it bigger and better. And the Gaylord Opryland Resort have been so kind to us, and it's a great, great venue, but, we were looking now for a place that's a little bit bigger because we didn't know exactly how many people were going to actually, come for our first one, but it just blown us away with how many people wanted.
That reminds me, I still have yet to receive my tickets, Josie.
Yeah, they're coming. We have, we had to send out so many, but once you get them, you have to take a picture with them, okay?
Oh, I've already got one planned out. I've got
Perfect.
A good picture planned out for you.
Perfect. Yes, everyone, if you guys haven't gotten your ticket yet, don't worry. They're coming. You will definitely get them. But, yes, I can't wait to, meet you guys. And also, I really want to talk about something really important here. You told me a little bit about this before the show tonight, but I understand that you have a benefit coming up for a very special, special little boy. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how we can help? I posted this on my page, too, if you guys seen.
Yes. Just recently, I had been trying to get a show booked at a local place here, and my friend was down there getting ready to get it, trying to get it booked for us, and she overheard a conversation about a young man who's you know, who had cancer. I don't know a whole lot about it. I haven't got to really talk to the family too much. I've touched base with them a little bit today. It's pretty fresh. I'm going to meet the little boy Sunday and, you know, get to talk to him and you know, meet him and stuff. From what I understand, he developed cancer when he was 4 years old. When he was five, it went into remission.
Mm-hmm.
And then here just recently, he's 8 years old, it's come back in the form of a brain tumor.
Oh.
So we're basically trying to raise money to help them with their transportation, just back and forth to the St. Louis Children's Hospital. I mean, this is a serious, serious deal here.
Mm-hmm.
These people are really, really, I just couldn't imagine what they're going through. And all I want to do is help. You know, it's one thing we've been able to do over the years is help people, because there's no money in this, on this level where I'm at. You're not going to make any money. So if you can help somebody, we've been able to generate money for people. So I was thinking, I was like, man, what a perfect timing for coming on your show. And I just got this settled. I'm thinking Josie can help us, you know, this audience. You know, there's people out there that have a heart. And of course they do. They'll want to help, and anything helps these people. And from what I understand, the name of the actual website or the help.
It's like a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yes.
Yes.
So his name is Isaac West. is that correct? Yeah.
Yes.
It is all this information I'm giving you, I'm pretty sure is legit. I haven't got to do a whole lot of talking with the family of Isaac yet. I've just kind of talked through Facebook Messenger a little bit. Right before I called you, I talked to a lady who said that he's going to be close to where I'm at right now Sunday with his family. So I'm going to try to get over there and, you know, meet with him. And, you know, I get a better perspective if I actually get to meet this kid. And, you know, it'll motivate me even that much more to push. You know, my crew works real hard on these benefits. You know, we just want to help people. And, I mean, I couldn't imagine, you know, being a father now of three children, what that must be like. So any comfort we can give these people would be very, very, we'd be very grateful for it. I know you'll post the site on your, you'll push it for us and whatever.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go to the GoFundMe.com and you can donate cash. They haven't raised a whole lot of cash. I think they had $120 or $150 they had raised. I think it's just gotten started. It's in the very beginning stages. I want to see that, like, just skyrocket. Because we can only do so much as a band locally whenever we do these benefits. If we can raise them $3,000 or $4,000, we're doing, you know, just fantastic doing that. But that's not enough. You know, I mean, they need more.
Medical
so,
and travel is like...
Oh, it's just horrible. Just everything. You know, just comfort of people helping is comforting for people to know there's people out there that care, that are willing to help. We're talking about an 8-year-old child, you know what I mean? I mean, this is as bad as it gets, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to, you know, cancer, coming down to cancer. And the fact that he was in remission, you know, for 3 years, it's got to be just devastating for his family. So we're going to do everything in our power to help these people as much as we can. This ain't about promotion of our own stuff. That's nothing. We're going to donate everything, 100% of our proceeds, sales, shirts, CDs, whatever we sell. Everything goes to this family, and I'm going to request the same from everybody else, just anything they can donate. I appreciate you asking about that.
Oh, anytime. And, yes, I have the GoFundMe on my Facebook page, so if people go to my Facebook page, they can go check it out, but also your page as well on Facebook. It's there as well. So it's super easy, and, you know, you could support, you know, anything really, really could help this family. But also, I did get a message here on my page of from Gary Foster, who wanted to, you know, who was wondering if he liked, you know, receiving cards. You know, he would like to, you know, fill his mailbox up. I mean, he has a lot of people that he talks with, and he would love to, you know, send him some love. You know, through the mail. So please let us know if that is something that he can do, you know, when you talk
most
to them.
Definitely. Most definitely. Any type of reaching out to these people, we'd appreciate. And, you know, that's what it's all about. This music stuff is about helping people.
Every little bit helps.
You know, we're not going to make the moving people with music is one thing, but when you can actually help somebody, That's what makes it all worthwhile. If it all ended tomorrow, just to know that we've been able to help people with it is all that matters. You know, we kind of have an opportunity to help people. You know, it's kind of like an obligation, I feel, of mine. You know, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to do it. I'm never going to stop doing it, no matter what. And as soon as I heard about this, I was just like, instantly, we got to help. I mean, we got to help.
Right.
And I can't help myself, Josie. My God, I can help somebody else.
Exactly. I'm with you. So everyone, you know, please make sure you check it out. And also Gary, you know, once, you know, Jason, once you figure out, you know, where they can, you know, send cards, I know that I have a lot of people on my page that would love to send cards and you know, show love and also, you know, donate as well. So once we get all that information, I'll send it all out, okay, for everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And we did the time here tonight, but I'm going to play your song, Making Our Own Way, a little bit later on tonight to close our show, okay?
How old are you now, Josie?
I am 20.
Oh, my God. I remember when you were just a baby.
I know. I'm turning 21 on February.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Throw it up.
I know. It's insane. We're thinking about going to Las Vegas once I turn.
How old were you again when you started doing this?
14.
Yeah, you still sound 14, too.
I know. I get that a lot. It's true. I don't think that'll ever change. I'll be like the only 90-year-old that still talks like this. I guarantee you. I'm telling you. I'll go all against physics and logic.
That's okay. Once again, you did a fantastic interview.
Thank you.
Kept me on my toes like you always do.
Good. I'm glad.
Real good. And we appreciate you letting us come on and play our music and helping these people out. And we can't wait to see you. So you do something, Devin.
Thank you so much. Like, honestly, it means a lot. You are so awesome. And I really, really cannot wait to meet you.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to meet y'all. We're going to have just such a great time. And remember, I'm going to bring my cameras and all that. So we're going to get, like, tons of pictures. A lot of pictures that night. So let's do it.
Hey, will you walk the red carpet with me?
Sounds good. I will. Absolutely.
You will?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Definitely. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll definitely make sure that we do that for sure, and people will take pictures of that for memories. For memories. I love it, but thank you so much, you know, to the both of you, and I would love to have you guys back on anytime, all right? And see you in September.
All right, Josie. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jason Robertson and his drummer, Devin Manny, and I hope you check out both of them. They're incredible, you know, artist and a musician. So please make sure you check them out. We got to play No Way Home, and now we are going to talk to our next guest. I believe he is here. And then we're going to play the other song of Jason Robertson's a little bit later called Making Our Own Way. So we'll be back for that. But all right, everyone, here is coming on our show, Jesse Cole James. Hello.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm very excited.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for coming on the Josie Show tonight. Woo.
Hey, you're welcome. I missed the last one, and I was pretty bummed out about it, but, you know, I'm glad I'm doing it now.
Yes, absolutely. We're so glad that we were able to catch up with you tonight. You know, I've been looking forward to it, and also we're going to play a couple of your songs as well. So we have that to look forward to as well. But, you know, I'm wondering, your first memory of making music, when was that? You know, how was that first performance for you?
Well, actually, I was nervous the first time I ever got to perform. I actually opened I was doing an opening for Poison at the time I did it. I was 19. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was in a hair band.
That's amazing. Wow. You know, and I bet you just blew them away. And was making music always your passion? Did you always want to do this?
No, not really, actually. At first, I actually wanted to be a surgeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What made you come to the decision to, you know, make music? We're glad you did. I'll tell you that.
Well, there was, you know, I don't know. It just got to the point where it just seemed like I had more fun. I mean, it was fun saving lives and stuff when I would get to learn to do that and stuff. But after so many years, and then I have to do another 8 to 10 years, and, you know, I just figured it was just too long. And plus, they had plenty of good doctors to begin with anyway. So
Right.
And then I started writing songs, and then it went from there.
Now here you are. I think that's really neat how you found your love for music. And, you know, for people who haven't heard your music before, you're going to hear it tonight, though. But for people who haven't heard it, you know, and heard you perform, how would you describe your music to everyone?
Well, I started listening to music growing up. My mom had us listening to the 50s and 60s doo-wop.
And
I'm still a big fan of the doo-wop, and yeah. I love the Temptations. Mm-hmm. Dion, the Belmonts, I still love that, you know, those groups.
Absolutely. So is it that kind of style that you feel you really try to go towards, or how do you?
No, I've changed all that, I mean, and everything. I started going into more of Conway Twitty and Waylon Jennings and, you know, and some Doug Stone, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm getting into now, and I believe that's when the true country was back then, when them, you know, with those artists.
Absolutely. And I think it's really cool. I love your voice. I love how you sound, you know, with your music. You're a very, very talented artist.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, where can people go after the show to hear or purchase your music? Where can they go to show their support?
Well, we just started putting it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, I had it on Reverb for sale. And then we got a song coming out later this year. It's a beautiful song, and it's too the same thing about what Gary, you know, is doing with that benefit. That's a great honor for that, you know, that little boy.
Yeah.
But I got a song too that's gonna be coming out later, and I'll name the title later, but mm-hmm. it's about child abuse. So all the proceeds are gonna go to stop that.
Oh, I love that. I think it's amazing when artists, you know, sing their heart out, but for a cause, you know what I mean? It's kind of a win-win for everybody. You know, you're enjoying the music, you're putting out the music, and then also someone is able to be helped with the music. And I can't think of a better cause for sure.
Well, you're doing a great thing, you know, by bringing all this great music in to your station and stuff. And that, you know, lets people know that there are a lot of artists out here who have not been recognized, and you're helping with that.
It's true. There's so many different artists that I find that really should be signed, you know, that are just incredible, and you're one of them. I think, you know, there's so many artists out there that need to be recognized, so we try to do that here, you know.
Well, I believe God's got a plan, so
yeah.
If it's meant to be, it will happen, and I'll continue to sing as long as He allows me to sing.
Exactly. Yes, definitely. Just keep going with it. And, you know, we do have your song Down Home Boy here with us right now. So how about we play it and be right back, okay?
Hey, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Here we go. We're going to play this this song. So everyone, please stay right there. Here is Down Home Boy by Jesse Cole James. And we'll be right back in just a moment at the Josie Show. Check it out, everybody.
Checking out the girls, looking for a dance. When I got close enough, I saw her come on glance. I said, do you two-step? She looked into my eyes. She said, honey, I think you know, you just read my mind. I'm just a down home boy, uptown Saturday night. I was country backwoods, she was big city lights. I was looking for some fun when I saw her come inside. Just a down home country boy, uptown Saturday night. Her perfume was awesome, it hit me like a truck. When it comes to being lucky, I never had so much. My first trip into Fashland, I can feel the fun begin. When we talked about the weather, I felt the warm front moving in. I'm just a down home boy, uptown Saturday night. I was country backwoods, she was big city lights. I was looking for some fun when I call her, come inside. Here's the down home country boy uptown Saturday night. With my long-legged, two-legged deer already zeroed in, it was hard to keep my fever 100 to 110. I'm just a down home boy uptown Saturday night. I was country backwoods, she was big city lights. I was looking for a ship when a jack rolled inside. I'm just a down home country boy uptown Saturday night. Just a down home boy. I'm just a down home boy. Yeah, I'm just a down home boy.
And we are back. I love that song. That was Down Home Boy. And we're back with Jesse Cole James. So I hope everyone goes and checks out the music, you know, where you mentioned before. But also, I know you have social networking sites as well where you're able to chat with people. So can you please give out all your websites and all your links so people can, after the show, go and chat with you?
Yeah, I mean, they can chat with me on Facebook. I got a Facebook page, and I have a web page being built right now. I mean, I answer everything that's been answered. Any questions asked, I'm you know, I do answer it, and I get back with everybody. So they're actually talking to me.
I love that because, you know, you hear all the time where people, you know, have like a publicist or a manager or someone doing that, and it's cool. You take the time to chat with everybody. You know what I mean?
That's well, it's about the fans. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's about the fans. And exactly. A lot of artists nowadays that are mainstream, you know, they forget about that. They think it's about the money, but it's not. It's about the fans.
It's true. It's true. I wish other artists, you know, really kind of knew that, you know, because it's cool how I talk to all of these independent artists, you know, or independent label artists, and they're all so, you know, like down to earth and stuff, and, you know, talk to their own, you know, fans and, you know, friends and stuff. But when you see all these mainstream artists, you're kind of like, I wish they did that, you know? I wish
exactly.
They did that time. Exactly. So I think it's cool. I hope everyone goes and checks you out on social media and, you know, just chats it up. And I was wondering, you know, are you doing any touring or do you have any upcoming performances planned where our listeners can see you? Anything in the books yet?
Yeah, actually I do. I got some shows coming up. The 13th of next week, I'll be doing a show in Tennessee in a small town at Dixie's Cafe. Great place to eat while you get to listen to music and dine, so it's really awesome. And then, let's see, at the end of August, I'm doing a music video for Down Home Boy.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm really excited. It's my first one, so, and then, we'll see with Down Home Boy, which is a special song because Lewis Brown, a fantastic writer, he's the one who wrote it, and he wrote most of the songs on my album.
Really?
I had two more that's on the album other than Lewis's, and they were written by Vic Holdren.
Nice.
So, yeah, it is. And I'm excited. I'm nervous, too, at the same time because it is my first video shoot. But, you know, I'm pretty, you know, stoked about it, too, so.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Be stoked. I think you're going to do such an amazing job. And I can't wait to check it out and, you know, spread the word about it because, you know, like you said, this is going to be your first music video. Are you really, you know, just, I mean, what would you like to have? You know, if you could have anything in the music video, how would you like it to go?
I don't know. I just wanted to, if it turns out pretty good, I just wish I had a chance, you know, to maybe be seen on CMT.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, please.
And, I mean, but, you know, another than that, too, I wanted to, you know, say, Phil, I do have, you know, something really, you know, cool coming up. And of course, your award show. And I'm pretty, you know, really excited about going down there and seeing everything and seeing all the other artists and meeting you and your mom. And
aww,
and then, you know, I get to meet, you know, like Sue and mm-hmm. Charlie and and, you know, and a lot of other great artists, too, that, you know, that I got to meet and know throughout this music career.
It's true. true. I mean, that's what it, you know, our show is going to be about, is just connections and, you know, meeting those and also enjoying the music. And it's really cool. I mean, you were nominated in the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show this year. And, you know, when you first heard that news, you know, what was that like, you know, hearing that you were nominated for an award show? I bet it was just...
Actually, you know, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I got to, you know, as a young adult, 19, 20, 21 years old, you know, I was opening for Poison, Warrant, Cinderella, and everything. And then, you know, that was exciting. But this was... It was so exciting. I mean, I felt like a kid in a candy store, because I've never had the chance to be nominated for my music, and it was more exciting than opening for those bands.
Really? Wow. Well, I'm honored. Wow. It's amazing. I mean, it's going to be such a great night, and we're going to have to take pictures, so just a warning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, perfect. Definitely. And my daughters cannot wait to meet you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, she's pretty excited, so.
I love it. Oh, I can't wait to meet her. It's going to be such a great, great time for everybody. Woo! I'm so excited. Come on, September 27th, Nashville.
Yeah, it's only next month.
I know. It's crazy. It feels like it's going just so, so fast. I can't wait. Oh, my goodness. I can't say that.
Well, Josie, it's a great, I mean, the reason why I said it was exciting, because, you know, that's only 3 days after my birthday, so that's why I'm excited,
yeah.
Because... That's a great birthday present to be nominated.
I know. I mean, it wasn't even planned that way, but it was, like, so perfect. It's really cool. I love that. It wasn't even it just happened that way. And, you know, there's definitely going to have to be a happy birthday song somewhere in there for you.
Thank you. But you mentioned about the tour. I'm heading, you know, to places like North Dakota, Georgia, Florida, that I've already, you know, had some shows booked already, and I'm really excited about that, because I get to meet some fans that are friends of mine that I went to school with, and they haven't seen me since high school, and so they get to see me as an artist now.
That is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, hey, they might, you know, really get into your music. You never know. That would be kind of cool.
It is. It was pretty cool. I mean, like today, I went to clothes shopping because school started today for the kids, and I went, you know, to this one place, to one of the stores, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you're Jessica James. And I had a sign. I was like, it was pretty cool.
That
yeah.
is the coolest feeling ever. Oh, my goodness. That must feel so, so good when someone takes the time to, you know, be like, hey, I know who you are. You know, sign something for me, please. I mean, that must be the best feeling in the world.
It is, because you helped with that, you know, because you're broadcasting the songs. And you help, you know, get the names out there for all of us. And, you know, for me and as myself, I want to say thank you.
Oh, anytime. You know, the pleasure is all mine. I mean, I get to talk to, you know, wonderful artists like yourself, but then also dance to music every Friday. So really, it's a win-win for all. It really is. And it's always just a blast. And we are going to play your next song here, I Remember You. So let's play that and we'll be back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. All right. I hope everyone enjoys. This is I Remember You by Jesse Cole James. We'll be right back with Jesse in just a moment. So here we go. Hit it.
Tomorrow's still a hill to climb. New love always dies. There's so much like a season. It's hello and goodbye. But I can still remember one I'm always gonna miss. I guess you never can erase the sweetest on my list. I remember you so many hearts ago. I can't give up the dream we used to know. Other hearts that I have loved were easy come and go. But I remember you so many hearts ago. The night across the lonesome years, your angel lips will smile. If I could hold you close again, I crawled a billion miles. I should have loved you better before you turned away. That's why each tomorrow begins with yesterday. I remember you so many hearts ago. I can't give up the dream we used to know. Other hearts that I have touched were easy come and go. But I remember you so many hearts ago. And I remember you so many hearts ago. I can't give up the dream we used to know. This old fool keeps hanging on, this fool who let you go. And I remember you so many hearts ago. So I remember you so many hearts ago.
And that was I Remember You, and I got to say, you know, this is such a beautiful, beautiful song. I just love your voice and the lyrics for this song. You know, for those who don't know, what does this song mean to you? What's it about for you?
Well, it's about, to me, the reason why I liked it so much, because yeah, it reminded me of a loved one, you know, that passed away or mm-hmm. Has gone away and you know, and won't return. And that's what it reminds me of, you know? And the only thing you can hold on to, you know, is their memories.
Exactly, exactly. The first time I heard it, that's actually what I thought about, too. You know, so it really is a great song that really has a true meaning that anybody could really, you know, feel. Because that's the first thing that came to mind as well when I heard this song for the first time. And it's just so beautiful. Just, I absolutely love it. So everyone, please make sure you go check out Jesse Cole James. And we ran out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And I can't wait to meet you on September 27th. Woo!
Thank you. And if I may say, can I give a shout out to, you know, some thank yous?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to give a thank you out to Charlie Wayne Phelps and Kenny Lee and Sue and Bradley. And then, you know, and then the other artists, like the past artists, like Jeannie Seeley and Lynn Anderson, and you know, we just, you know, lost a lot of great ones, and, you know, the ones that I looked up to with music and stuff, you know, but the ones who are still alive, I just wish I can get to meet them, you know, and while my music's still going and stuff, because they're the ones who paved the way for artists like myself.
Exactly, exactly, and great, great shout-outs, and great people as well. I mean, you work with some wonderful, wonderful people like, you know, Kenny Lee and Charlie Wayne Phelps and Sue Walton. And, you know, you have a really strong team behind you and friends behind you, which is very important, you know, to help
well,
you out. You
need they that. Are. They're great people. And, I mean, very smart, you know. And so, you know, a person and an artist can't go wrong, you know. And, I mean, they're more than just business associates too, you know, they're more than that, they're friends, you know,
right.
And that's what you need in this business.
It's true. I mean, that's the number one thing that you need, and you definitely have it, and keep working and keep doing, you know, what you're doing, and I can't wait to meet you, like I said, and see what's next for you, you know, because I know you're always busy working. You're always
like I said, you know, it's in God's hands, so.
It is. It really is. And you are, you know, doing what you're, you know, put on this earth to do. I mean, you're really working it and, you know, putting out great music for all of us that we can enjoy. So everyone, please make sure, like I said before, go check him out, you know, everywhere. And when in doubt, just type in Jesse Cole James in Google. When in doubt, Google it out. So do that and check out everything that, you know, he has to offer. And thank you again for coming on the show, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Yes, thank you, Josie. Thank you, Tina. And thank you, Country Blast Radio.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon, and thank you again. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Jesse Cole James, everybody. What a great talent. But we are not done. We do have our next guest here. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Brad Miller. Hello.
Hey, Josie. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real great.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you so much for coming on the Josie Show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I'm excited to chat with you all about your music. But also, we do have a couple of your songs here tonight that we're going to play for everybody. So, you know, stay right there, everybody. We're going to get to some music from Brad Miller. But, you know, how did music all start for you? When did you realize this was what you wanted to do?
Oh, well, when I was a little boy, my dad used to sing songs to me. I mean, he wasn't like a professional singer or anything, but he would just love the music, and
right.
he would sing to me when I was a little baby, and, you know, just growing up and hearing mom and dad sing, and then all of a sudden I started singing. Mom said I used to hum the commercials on TV.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, and just growing up and going to church and singing in church, and my mom, she was a CNA, she worked at nursing homes, and she would take me to the nursing homes and have me sing for the patients.
Oh, I love that.
You know, things like that. My mom supported me a lot with my music, and that's how I got started, really.
So. I love that. Music is very catching. You know, your parents, you know, you grow up with your parents singing. I mean, there's really nothing else that you really can do to, you know, except sing. I mean, that's what you were brought up to do. But then also you were very active. You are very active in the church as well by doing some preaching and, you know, music. And, you know, I bet that has influenced your music so, so much, right? I mean, doing that.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for a long time, I did the bar scene. I did the drinking, I did the party, and I did all that stuff. But on December the 2nd, 2003, I got saved. The Lord saved me, and from then on, I've been singing for Him. So, so that's what's changed for me, is what I'm singing for and what I'm singing about is what changed for me. So.
Right, right. And you really do such a wonderful job with that. And, you know, there is a song that we are going to play called Shot of Grace. Can you tell us a little bit about what this song means to you? It is a wonderful song.
Shot of Grace, well, the song is about a person that's struggling with alcoholism.
Right.
They have a problem with alcohol, and, you know, they're crying out to God and saying, you know, I love to drink. I love the taste. You know, they're being honest with God.
Right.
And they're like, but I need a shot of grace from you. I need some help, Lord. I'm in a place that I want the whiskey. I want it. I'm addicted to it. But when they call out to God, you know, He comes and helps. And that's what this song is about. It's about a person that, the man that wrote it, I asked him, you know, I said, did you have an alcohol problem? Was that why he wrote this song? And he said, yes, Brad. And he said, this song is my personal message to God, you know, singing to God and writing this song. So, it's very near and dear to me because I had, you know, the same thing. I wasn't like a full-blown alcoholic. I was a weekend alcoholic. I'd go out and party and go to clubs and things like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it is such an amazing song just for the fact that it is very real. And it is something that a lot of people, you know, all over the world struggle with. And they kind of need that song to really, you know, kind of connect with them, but also help them through when they're, you know, having a hard time and feeling down. You know what I mean? They need that pick-me-up song. And this is definitely a great, great song for that. So I'm excited. I'm gonna actually play that now, all right? Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back with Brad Miller. Here is Shot of Grace, and we'll be right back. So stay right there at the Josie Show. Here we go. Enjoy.
There's a five-piece band playing Whiskey River in that run-down honky-tonk across the parking lot. Just another town, just another cheap hotel room, staying straight is taking everything I've got. And so I take those tear-stained pictures from my wallet, hear again at what that bottle cost. Kneeling on this dirty, threadbare carpet and crying over everything I've longed. If you get me through the night, Lord, I know I'll be alright. I'm living one day at a time these days. But it's me on the whiskey, and you know I love that taste. Lord, I need a shot of your amazing grace. I've been clean and sober almost 7 months now. 12 steps every day, and sometimes even more. That neon sign keeps pulling strong just like a magnet, trying to drag me through those swinging doors. Still I lay those same old pictures down on this old bedspread. I hold my hands and bow my head in shame, begging you for something to hold on to, while the devil keeps on calling out my name. And if you get me through the night, Lord, I know I'll be alright. I'm living one day at a time these days. But it's me or the whiskey, and you know I love that taste. Lord, I need a shot of your amazing grace. If you get me through the night, Lord, I know I'll be alright. I'm living one day at a time these days. But it's me or the whiskey, and you know I love the taste. Lord, I need a shot of your amazing grace. And I'm dying for a shot of your amazing grace.
And we are back. That was Brad Miller, Shot of Grace, and we are back with him right now. So where are the best places that people can go and purchase your music after the show? Where would you say?
Well, you can go to ReverbNation.com. It's where I have all my music for purchase right now. But I don't have anything up on iTunes yet, but we're working on some new music. I just signed a management deal with Taylor Morrison Music Group. I told you I had some news for you. Well, I told your mother.
Congratulations.
Eva. Thank you. And I signed a development deal. What that is she's developing me to get me ready to present the record company. So I'm at that stage of my career.
That is very, very impressive, and congratulations. And, I'm excited to see what you got, coming next, because I see that you're always busy and working on something new. So I'm excited to see what you have in store for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're working it. can't wait to see it, and I hope everyone goes
love
and checks
to work
out Reverb.
Love to sing.
Yep, absolutely. I could tell that you really love what you do, and please everyone make sure you go and check out his Reverb Nation after the show. But also you're on social networking sites as well, like Facebook. Can you give out all of those links as well so people can go and catch?
Well, the Reverb Nation is reverbnation.com/Brad Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Facebook, if you would like to be my friend, I'm also a pastor. And that's under my pastor name, which is Apostle James Brad Miller. Mm-hmm. You get the full name there. So Instagram is, it was at Country Music Man. Now it's Brad Miller / it has a dash music, an underscore music is my new one. And then also for Twitter is @CountryMusicMan, and Country Music Man is spelled you know, the country, and then M-U-S-I-K-M-A-N.
Perfect, perfect.
Or you can Google me on, you know, on the internet, and you can find all of those things to find me under Brad Miller Country Music thing.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check it out. I mean, Google is amazing for that. So if you're having a hard time finding any links tonight, just remember to search Brad Miller Country Music, and that's it. When in doubt, Google it out is what I always say. Do it. Go and check it out, everybody. And also, you know, what can people expect when they come out to see one of your live performances? What do you really like the audience to take from your performance?
Oh, they need to get ready for the presence of God at my shows, because
mm-hmm.
he goes with me wherever I go, of course. And
right.
That's what the shows are all about, is to reach people for Christ. If you've never experienced him, you come to my show, that's what you're going to experience,
right.
his presence. Just a good time, having a good time without all the other things like the drinking and the partying and stuff. I mean, you know, if they're selling the beer there, then, you know, that's what they do. But I'm coming to tell people about the Lord and
right.
to sing to them and to, you know, give them a chance to know Jesus, because that's what it's all about for me.
It is. It really is. And I would love to see, actually, you know, I would love to see a performance of yours, because I bet there's so many amazing songs that really can bring up, you know, a person's just, you know, positive mindset. You know what I mean? Make you happy, you know, make you like enjoy life, you know, for that 30 or, you know, hour or, you know, however long a performance is of yours. You know what I mean? And that's what people need. That will pick
right. Well, to go to any show, whatever show you go to, you want to have a good time.
Exactly.
So you're definitely going to have a good time at my show.
Absolutely. So everyone, you know, if there is, you know, a place where you're performing, do you have anything in the books right now for any of my audience? If they're in that area, they can go and check you out and enjoy it?
Actually, right now, that's what we're working on. Since mm-hmm. I just signed management, everything has changed for me. So I'm kind mm-hmm. of scratched everything that I used to do, and they're remaking me, you know, as an artist. Basically, that's what my management company is doing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being changed. We're getting new songs. We're going to be doing videos. The makeover thing going to change,
mm-hmm.
you know, the dress and all that stuff. So getting me ready to present me to record companies. So all of that kind of stuff is really changing with me. So we're right now, I'm on the road right now. We're in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. And
oh, wow.
we've come to this area actually to solicit, to get shows.
Nice.
The management company that manages me also manages another group called Southside Drive. They're a mm-hmm. Christian group as well, country. And, you know, so we're going to get shows for them, and I will be a part of that show to start off. I will be, you know, performing with them as an extra, you know, with them when they do their shows. I'll be a part of that show. So they're kind of just working me into what Taylor Morrison Music Group is doing right now. So that's what we're doing right now, right here in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, right near Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and,
nice.
You know, near Dollywood and all Ooh. Those places.
Nice. So you're having a great time, you know, a great time.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
also busy. I love that. That is really, really neat, you know, and I hope, you know, once you have anything that's released, I know you're very great at updating your pages, so I'm sure that people will be able to check out, you know, once everything is released on, you know, your Facebook and Reverb Nation. You'll keep everyone up to date, so check it out, everyone. Make sure you go there. But we also have another song that we're going to play called One Drink, so let's play One Drink, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back with Brad Miller, so everyone, please enjoy. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
It was Friday night, senior prom, greater days were yet to come, a great big world ahead of them. Every dream still come true. so many things left to do. All they talked about was their way out. Everything seemed perfect, you would think. One dream, one dream, one night. Mistake, three friends, three crosses stand with three young men's lives would end. Every dream was gone in just a blink. One dream. It was the day she'd oversee her husband eternity together in the eyes of God. Family, closest friends, a brand new life to begin. Love is what they had, just like her mom and dad. But that night they would lose everything. One dream. Church remind of greater times, can't wait too soon. Family was gone in just a blink. One wrong turn, one car that burned in the cold dark night. One mistake, three friends, three crosses stand with three young men's lives would end. Every dream was gone in just a blink. If you'd better think, one dream. All just one drink.
And we are back with Brad Miller. That was his song, One Drink. And, you know, I also want to mention, because you were nominated in the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Awards under the Country Gospel category. So what did you think when you heard that news? Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Well, you know, I had just discovered the Josie Show. So for mm-hmm. me to be nominated that quick, I was like, really? You mm-hmm. know, it was a surprise to me. I wasn't prepared to be. You know, announced to be even being nominated, so I was excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait. You know, for the show in Nashville, Tennessee, on September 27th, and so you know everything will be announced, and it's just going to be a great night. So congratulations again. And you know, also I wanted to ask you if you are, you know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing? What have you been up to?
Well, we're working on. I was just listening to a song that was demoed by Craig Campbell, and it was written by a man named Rick Tiger. And he has written songs for like Joe Nichols and different people like that. You know, he's got some good cut. So we're thinking about doing a song. I don't want to announce the name of the song or anything.
Right.
But yeah, I got some projects going right now. Like I said, that's why we're in Maggie Valley right now in the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area. Right now it's North Carolina, but we're headed to Tennessee. And we're going to do this thing the old-fashioned way. We're going to go to the radio stations and take my music to them and say, you know, would you play us and to meet them in person, you know, kind of like Loretta Lynn did it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the movie Coal Miner's Daughter. So that's our approach is a personal approach, not, you know, mailing the CDs and saying, you know, please play it. No, going by, letting the people see me, introduce myself, you know, be presentable, everything, and mm-hmm. ask and then let God do the rest, you know.
Exactly. I think that's very effective, you know, because I like you said, it is more personable when you're going down there and introducing yourself, and I think that's what radio stations really like. I mean, that's what I like. So radio stations really would enjoy that. And, you know, once everything is released, we'd love to play it on Country Blast Radio. We can get that, you know, all said and done, and yeah, we'll definitely do that for you as well. I love it.
Of course,
thank you. anytime. And also, I have some fun questions here for you. Are you ready?
Okay, sure.
All right, so the first one, while performing, you know, because, you know, when performing, things can happen live that you just don't expect. I mean, you're live. So have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Anything that just did not go as planned? It happens to the best.
Yeah, a lot of times that's the getting the words to the song.
Yeah.
You know, but artist's secret is just keep going.
Exactly.
And, you know, whatever you can think of, sing that.
Right.
Don't
even if you're making
you
it
do,
up.
Whatever you do, don't stop. So
exactly.
That would be some of my embarrassing moments, would be forgetting the words, because I'm like, I can't believe I forgot the song. You know.
Right. It
you
does.
Get into the moment and you really get into the song and you can forget the words. I mean,
you
just forget. You know, it just happens sometimes.
It
happens
true.
To the best of them.
It does. It really does. That's why that's my favorite question, because it really can just happen to anyone, because you're in that moment, you know, you're seeing the audience and you're just having a great time and things can slip your mind. I mean, you can't remember like 10 songs a night without forgetting at least something. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's true.
Yeah, it really does happen, and that's why I just love that question. And, you know, another fun question here for you, what do you like to do, you know, for some hobbies when you're not working on music, you know, for your downtime?
Oh, well, you know, Josie, I'm a Facebook person, so I like to talk to my friends and my fans a lot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm really working the social media. If people want to talk to me, they can message me and talk to me. For as far as it's not really a hobby, I'm a pastor, and I minister to people all over the world. I have people call me from all over the world. I have people message me on Facebook, on my Apostle James Brad Miller page, and ask for prayer. And, you know, if they're going through something in their life and they need, you know, prayer support, I do that. That's what I do. So as far as having hobbies, I don't really have time for that right now. My hobby is what I do with singing, you know. When I'm not preaching, I enjoy music. But I don't know. I guess I love the beach. So when I get time, that's where I want to go. I want to go to an island somewhere and be like Kenny Chesney and turn into a pirate.
There you
or
go.
Something.
I love that. There you go. So you need something that, you know, you can, you know, just kind of relax away from all of the craziness, because you need that moment to yourself. Yeah, definitely. I hear you. I love that. You know, and we are running out of time here, but I do have another question for you,
okay.
The last fun question for you. If you could perform with any of your, you know, your musical inspirations, who would you really love to do a duet with or work with?
Oh, man, what a question. Well,
that's hard.
My favorite country singer, and the reason that I started singing country music, because, you know, like Kenny Rogers, like Conway Twitty, I started out rock and roll because I was young and I loved the rock and roll. But I was a Southern boy, and I just kind of went back to my roots. My dad was listening to Alabama and things like that, and Kenny Rogers and stuff, and I kind of got into singing it. And, you know, so George Strait would be who I would like to perform with. And also because she's a friend, and that would be Taylor Swift. So
yes.
I'd like to do it with Taylor Swift.
That would be amazing for sure.
Yes.
I love that. And thank you so much for taking your time and coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I enjoyed chatting with you, finally.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I would love to have you back on, okay, anytime.
Thank you so much. God bless everybody.
Oh, anytime. God bless you, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Okay, have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Brad Miller, everybody, go and check him out on his ReverbNation.com/Brad Miller, and also make sure you go on his Facebook page. And when in doubt, just type in Brad Miller on Google and country music. It's super, super easy to do, and I was so excited to play his songs One Drink and Shot of Grace. So I'm super excited I got to do that. But I think I am ready to do some announcements here. All right. So first off, I'm going to start and then Tina will come on because she has some announcements of her own that she loves to do. But, of course, our award show is going to be on September 27th at the Springs at the Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee. It is speeding and coming by so, so fast. So it's pretty soon. You know, it is part of the Gaylord Opryland Resort. However, this is a separate property of theirs. Because we needed more space, to be honest with you. We needed more space, and we needed, you know, more time, you know, to fit in performers and the awards and stuff. So they gave us this lovely, lovely place, and it's located at 18 Springhouse Lane in Nashville, Tennessee. And from start to end, it is going to be a wonderful show. The matinee show and then the evening show, and then everybody from the matinee show and the evening show are all going to gather for, you know, basically chatting it up with all of the people part of our show, you know, and all that at the after party. So I am super excited about that. That's where most of the pictures will be held. and there are going to be performers as well at the after party. So it's pretty much nonstop music. So if you love country music, and if you love just music in general, you know, all genre, then this is definitely the show for you. So I'm really looking forward to this. And you can go to josieshowawards.com for all of those details. And then next week on the Josie Show, my guests are Jerry DeJohn, Amanda Cooksey, Gabby Barrett, and Kendall Conrad. And during our pre-show next week, we will bring you our interview with Andrew Frelick. So mark it down in your calendars next Friday, August 14th. And the wonderful pre-show is at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. And then the regularly scheduled show is at 7 o'clock p.m., so 6 and 7 p.m. So mark that down in your calendar. I'm very excited. It's going to be a jam-packed show, and I am just completely stoked. And so now let me bring it on home here with my wonderful producer, Tina. So let me put her on, and we will be right back, because I believe we do have another song from my first guest, Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Band, Making Our Own Way. So here are some announcements from Tina, and we'll be right back.
All right, here we go. First off, we want to give a mention to Donald and Donovan Blevins with the Hillbilly Drive Band. Make sure you go ahead and type them in on the Facebook search and look for them and take a listen to their music. Great voices. We want to make a quick mention of our sponsors for the upcoming award show. We want to say thank you to Craig for sponsoring in the name of Feeding America. To find out more about Feeding America, just go to feedingamerica.org. We also want to say thank you to RCP Promotions, Fraser Newcomb, Southbound Train, Vince Anthony, Worldwide Entertainment and Jason Ward Events, Aaron Etter, and the Charlie Wayne Feltz Promotion and Talent Company. All right, that's everybody. Getting you back to Josie so we can hear some more great music.
Yes, all right. So here we go. Let me put on Making Our Own Way, and we'll be right back in just a moment. So here we go. I hope everybody enjoys Making Our Own Way by Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Band.
I'm not afraid. Thank you. gonna hate about my jams, my band, and our age. And our kind of country is cranking out an old Hank song. Like Mulholland in the blues, I rock hard all night long.
Much for tuning in tonight to the Josie Show, and I hope everyone enjoyed. And please also make sure to check out our 24/7 licensed and national chart reporting country music radio station, Country Blast Radio. You can check it out at countryblastradio.com, along with on on Live 365, the free app on iPhone and Android. You can check that out. It is free. And also on live365.com. And once you're in, you know, either the app or on their website, just type in Country Blast Radio in the search shows type area. And And then that is all you got to do. And it's just super easy. And then you can take us out on the go anywhere with wonderful country music of all kinds. I mean, independent, along with, you know, the legends and mainstream, new, just everything, even Texas dance hall music. So we really do have a great variety of country music.
you know, traditional, I mean, just everything. So I hope you check it out at countryblastradio.com, the free Live 365 app, or live365.com. Thank you all again so, so much, and we will see you guys again next week at josieshow.com. So see you guys next week. Thank you all so much. Remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Mwah!